Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
What's up? What's up? Tuesday, September 6th, Big Fat Winners. Skippy sitting across from the edge. Shop is open this weekend, people. Hit us up with a DM. You know what that means. Shop is open. Come on, man. What's up, dog? What about the weekend? What did you think? First week in the books. We got NFL Thursday. What was your take? Biggest takeaways?
Anthony Richardson reminds me of Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he's so good. Like, so athletic. I mean, that is a huge win. Your first win is the – I mean, come on, man. That's a huge win. When they scored and then Utah – I mean, the kid from Utah, you got to feel badly for Utah because that almost – puts a fork in them. They got to run. I mean, remember, people were saying Utah could be the sleeper playoff team. Huge loss, especially when with a minute 25, Florida scores, you're like, uh-oh. I mean, Utah gets down there with the quickness.
I think they'll try to force a team in. If it gets down to USC and them with one loss, hypothetically, or something, I could see. And the loss is your first game against Florida. I mean, that's at Florida. That's not a if there's a good such thing as a good loss, I mean – I think they still grasp.
A lot of it will depend on, as an example. So Napier gets his first win. Huge for him as a coach. Now they entertain this week. Kentucky comes to town. They lay 4.5. Kentucky took care of business 37-17 against Miami of Ohio. I watched part of that. Kentucky kind of didn't play great in the first half, kind of dominated the second half. 4.5. I mean, a lot of for Utah. Or USC, you know how that works. I mean, if Florida has a great year, that Utah loss for them will look good. If Florida has an average year through the SEC, I mean, it's not going to look so great. But yes, what about Notre Dame, Ohio State? Well, what did you think when you watched that fiasco? What a boring game. You want to talk about, boy, I mean, for a Saturday night, I was all hyped up. Go over my neighbor, got a cocktail, go into the garage first, say I'm going to get a little hoop-de-hoop right in the garage. I'm in the perfect zone. I mean, I am all in.
Well, Utah and Florida, I mean, they made
I know, but I went, but. Guess what? He's a big old Big Ten, all on Ohio State, so I had to watch that game.
Oh, so boring.
Didn't even watch the Florida game. Ohio State.
People are trying to hype up Notre Dame. I thought it was more on Ohio State, if anything. I'd be more worried about Ohio State than I would be giving props to Notre Dame. So we'll see how that plays out throughout the year.
Did you watch the Bama game? Enjoy. You know what? We already know about the Bama game. Let's talk about Georgia. What about Georgia?
Well, Georgia's more dominant than they were last year. I mean, to do what they did was incredible. I mean, it's like Oregon was an FCS team.
Literally, that's exactly what – it's funny. You said that during the game. I think at the time it was, 35-3. Bishop texts me and he says – they look like an FCS team. I'm like, yep. And then you and I talked on the phone probably 10 minutes later. You're like, they look like an FCS. I'm like, yes, they do. I mean, that was, if you're Oregon, I mean, Oregon last year played Utah twice, just got decimated both times. Play Georgia, get decimated. I mean, they're about as much as they are. Just, I don't see it for them this year. Bo Nix sucks. Now they might play the other kid. I can't remember his name. He's about 6'4". He's supposed to be really good behind Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix gets benched. Now, they play Eastern Washington this week, which, of course, that I don't even know what that means, no matter what they do. But I think the following week, I'm not sure if they play at BYU or BYU is at Oregon, but either way, BYU can play. They're not a bad
BYU
team.
BYU has a huge game at home this week against Baylor. That is one of the most
intriguing games of the week.
I can't wait to see it.
When I looked at that line, because did I see correct that BYU is favored by 3?
Favored.
I mean, it doesn't get more interesting there, right? Baylor comes in at number 10. Nobody's talking about. Have you even heard Baylor? I'm being serious.
It's like they don't exist.
It's like they don't exist. Now, BYU, okay, they went into South Florida. Whoop-de-doo. Baylor, I mean, Baylor with Aranda, I think it's Dave, is it Dave Aranda?
The coach? Yeah,
I like him. Former LSU D coordinator. I think he was on their championship team. I like him a lot. I think he for last year, I thought he did a fantastic job. Well, their defense is going to be good again.
I just think this is the worst game you could ever want to bet on, but the best one.
I'm not saying betting wise, but
I have no idea what's going to happen.
But we want to watch it.
Yeah, and I think there's a good chance both those teams are good teams. There was another game that we talked about this week where I thought both teams were. Oh, it was the Utah-Florida game where I think both of those teams are just going to be solid teams the entire year. And I think the top 10, top 8 teams are really far apart from the rest. Oh, NC State, beyond overrated. NC State, they should have lost. They deserve to lose. Clemson for an easy road.
Hey, I told Bishop that today. I said Leary's overrated. He looked like dog poo half that game.
Terrible. How about Iowa? Two safeties in a field.
He made
an
excuse for him, and he said you can't judge him by one game. Okay. I'm just telling you. I know his stats were great last year, Leary, but I just saw the games I watched. I just was not impressed with him at all. Obviously a monster game this week. This is off the grid, but now we know Hartman's coming back for Wake. I think that line's going to go up. I mean, for Vanderbilt, it's like their life. Literally for Vandy, for them. I mean, they haven't had a game like this where they've started off 2-0, and now you've got a top 20 team coming to town, or 22, whatever Wake is. Hartman's coming back, which obviously I gotta believe that line's jumped. It was at 8 or 9. I don't have the updated line in front of me, but
I haven't looked either. But yeah, Vandy was getting 8 at home. I mean, I'm sure they're getting more now, or maybe they knew he was coming back already, but. Should have covered the 19 last week. The problem is they apparently have no defense whatsoever. They let Elon score 30 or whatever it was on them. I mean, if Hartman's there, I feel good about the over in that game because I think
the over and under 64. Now, here's another game, Tennessee at Pittsburgh. That over and under, I believe, is 67.
Well, are we getting into that game now? Because that game opened up as Tennessee -2, I believe. Now it's up to 6.5.
It's an enormous game for Tennessee. I guess it's a big game for Pitt, although I'll be shocked if they – I mean, they'll have a fine year. But Tennessee, in their mind, is having hopes of winning the East. I mean, that's the way they roll there now with Heupel. I know they're laying 6.5, like you said, the total 67. I got a hard time thinking Pitt's going to stop Tennessee.
Well, for getting into the card this week, there are some crazy lines. I mean, there's some lines that just jump right out to me all over the board that are just – and I don't mean in a way that I love them or don't, but they're just wacky to me. And like Mississippi State at Arizona, if we're just jumping into the board, there's some random games that I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, we're going to just jump. We're going to – at Arizona. Tonight's board jumping on both and actually getting into some games and making some plays that people want to hear about. NFL. I mean, it's week one of the NFL.
Well, I don't know how you don't take an SEC team on the road that throws the ball 1,000 times a game.
Nobody cares right now that you're texting about a deal you're trying to close and not paying attention to my podcast. I get it.
The only deal I needed to close for 3 months, the only deal that mattered was Coastal to cover the number against Army, which they did. 5-unit banger, up 7 for the year.
Took the lead late in the third, middle to late third, never gave it back. We're up 10 the rest of the game. That was a huge play by you. You called it pretty much to a T, the better quarterback. Yes. They could not stop McCall in the second half.
That's all that mattered.
They were up 14. No, they were up 7-0. And from then on, I thought Coastal took control. What did he do?
Complete 80% again? We talked about it for months leading up. You know, McCall had a 73% completion rate. I mean, I just think he was the perfect quarterback to dice Army up when they needed to, and that's what he did.
Yeah, and then we also had Vandy. That wasn't a great game to watch, I didn't think. I mean, it ended up being a close game.
Which one? The Hawaii one early on? No, or the Elon? I couldn't even find it.
No, I meant, I don't mean Vandy. I meant Arkansas.
Arkansas. Oh, Arkansas. Yeah. Don't even get me. Okay. Here's why I love my plays, because if they lose, they lose. But I give them out with a, I think a team's like Arkansas played. Not their best game. The quarterback did what he always does, which is carry them, but not at all their best game. And they still covered the number. That's how I like to make my bets. I really want to believe that the number is going to be a touchdown off. So when they play that bad, and you might say, well, no number is a touchdown off. Well, as far as what I think the score is going to be, if I think a team's going to win by double digits and it's a 7-point spread or 6.5, what was that? 5.5 when we first got it. Yeah, I mean, I just like the number, really. And Arkansas did not play great and still covered.
Jefferson had decent numbers. He ran the ball. I mean, it was a key. They were up 14. Cincinnati scored late. Bryant, the quarterback for Cincy, probably missed minimum of 2, maybe 3. And I mean wide open guys. Between middle to late second quarter and through the wide third. Open. And I mean, at least 2 were literally wide open. I mean, I didn't see anyone in the picture. He settled down in the second half. I mean, I think Cincy will be fine this year in some games. Are they going to be top 25? I don't know. But
no, I know. They have no way. Top 25? That means no.
Okay, maybe not.
We'll they shouldn't be. I mean, that's what I hate the top 25 is if they run through a gauntlet of terrible teams. I mean,
another one in their conference that they're going to end up playing is Houston. Houston at number 24. Goes to San Antonio. The line gets all the way up to 5.5. It drops to 4. It's a terrible game for most of the game. They go to, I think, 2 or 3 overtime.
3, I believe, right?
3 overtimes. Houston pulls it out, gets lucky. Big, enormous game for the season for Army and UTSA. I think Texas San Antonio is laying 2 at Army. Whoever loses that game's 0-2. I mean, those are two programs that have been going to bowls. At least Army usually goes to a bowl. You know, Texas San Antonio had a ridiculously good year last year and have a lot of guys back. So I would probably lean Texas San Antonio and lay the 2 in that game. Well, but I don't know how much they play against the option. So,
right. I would have to go with Frank the Tank in that game. But it's hard, like you said, because they're on the road early in the year. The next one, you mentioned Houston. If you're a Houston guy this year, like I know you are, now's the time to jump in on them. If you think they're going to take care of business this year, like you said they might, be this year Cincinnati or last year Cincinnati. They're on the road at Texas Tech. Texas Tech is not a great football team, not a terrible football team. They're kind of in the middle, depending on how their quarterback plays. And I think 2.5 is, if you're a Houston guy, when are you going to get better numbers this year?
Yeah, they didn't look great on offense. I mean, but I'm not a big Holgorsen fan, but I thought Texas San Antonio was pretty tough. Their defense looked good. There were some crazy plays. I mean, that was a low scoring game for those two teams. The total went off at 61. They got there in the overtime, but they didn't sniff it in regulation. Another game this week. This is it could be a sucker bet. You have USC, everyone, your darling team to cash that ticket for you to get these. This is one of the games. I will tell you this. This is a fact, what I'm about to tell you. This is one you get. Okay. You
shove.
I know. You guaranteed the win on this game. You guaranteed it. In fact,
LOCK.
No.
Money line?
No, not money line. I'm calling it right now, though. You dropped it to me last week. You're trying to play shy because you're looking at you're not paying attention. So I'm just going to do it for you.
No, looking at the lines.
You lie like a rug. You're trying to close that deal. Listen, they ain't buying, bitch. You lie like a rug. Listen, he's got USC people. He's dropping his third bomb of the year minus the 8.5 to Stanford. On the road, he's got USC hammering Stanford this week. He loves it. It opened at 12 people, just like Army. They are hammering Stanford. This is the test. For me, I'm with you. This is USC's test. This is a game that they lose in the past. This is a game they are not. I get it.
All in. I'm shoving them all in.
That's what I mean. This is a game that this year, the way you feel about them, and we have felt, I'm telling you, USC has been in this position so many times, and we've all been wrong. You feel like you are right this year. You are laying the 8.5 over. It is your Vandy play. It is your coastal play, but it's a bomb play. Yes, it is.
Sorry. I tend to lean toward Tennessee. I mean, I think neither Tennessee or USC are an absolute coastal or Vandy or none of that, because They're on the road early in the year. They're both laying points. And the theme of my whole week, NFL and college, is going to be dogs, dogs, dogs. But it just so happens that out of every single game, the two I like the most are on the road, and they're USC and Tennessee. I mean, that's what I love this week. The rest I like money line dogs, and I'll give you some of them whenever you're ready.
Let's jump in, because that happens to be the next segment.
And USC do not match. Okay. When you look at those games, USC and Tennessee, the worst matchups for opposing teams are Stanford and Pitt. Stanford and Pitt are going to have a hell of a time with
the
way that –
Can you do me a favor?
The up-tempo?
Yes, no, I'm with
you. They are not going to grind it out.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. It's on the spot, but you have
to – Give it to me. Right now. Go.
You got 10 grand to your name. There's a gun to your head because life is over, dude. Just like it really is in real – it's fucking finished, right? Everything's crashing. You got to make a play. You're picking one game for the 10. Is it USC laying the 8.5, or is it Tennessee laying the 6.5? I need to know. The people have to know what you're going to
do. I got to go to USC. I just get too
excited.
Exactly. I got to go to USC.
Right.
I mean, it's dumb because it's a worse number, but I love them. I just think – I just in my mind, I just see touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Right.
And Emmitt Smith's kids crying on the sideline.
Right.
Hey, it is what it is.
I mean, this is – if USC lose – let's just – for a second. They lose the game. You know as well as I do, that's the beginning – because this is not one of the two or three you'd say, oh, because when you watch Notre Dame, you can't say, I know Notre Dame's offense
wasn't any good. Over.
That's what I mean.
No.
You love, so you like USC better laying the 8.5?
Yes.
Okay.
Six and a half is obviously.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor and play that money sign for us, the bomb? Drop the money bomb. Can you do it for me? Yeah. Just drop it. The money line bomb. Now we're on to the next segment, which happens to be, which you called it, the money line dogs that the edge loves this week. Give me your best money line dog.
Okay.
That you say you not only could they, and don't give all that bullshit like people. You ain't trying to be stucky and give this bullshit. You're trying to pick a fucking winner. Give me a money line dog with plus money that you feel real good they're gonna pull out the victory. You're number one.
I like the ACC. I like Virginia, Louisville, and Boston College. Round robin them. Two out of those three, I think, will pull the upset. Louisville, Virginia. Let me break it down for you. UCF gives up 1 million points a game for the past 5 years. They're going to continue to give up 1 million points. And, yeah, they score a ton. But Cunningham is not going to have a second bad game in a row. He's going to light their ass on fire. He's one of the best players in the country. And
what happened last week against Syracuse, Rick?
Well, he came out flat.
Did he?
It happens. Real flat. It's not like, dude, yeah. It's just like when Lamar did it. It's not like they have a great team around him. He's just a freak.
He actually is really, really good. He must have had.
Six and a half is a ton.
I didn't look up all the stats. I actually love him as a player, to be honest. And
don't look up the stats.
No, I won't. But I know that he has athletes. I know Satterfield. I believe Satterfield's still there as the coach. He can coach. That was a.
Oh, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Syracuse
is a way different team at home than UCF at home.
I get it, but
he had 150 yards and two interceptions and only 34 yards rushing. Well, that is on 13
carries.
How many attempts? He had 2.6.
Right, but how many pass attempts?
22.
So they didn't even have the ball in the game.
They scored 7.
No, but Syracuse time of possession, which tells me a little – worries me just a bit about Luba. If you look at the time of possession in that game –
UCF's
time I'm just of saying, if you look all at the time of it. Possession, you have to understand that if he only they were getting hammered most games.
You love Gus.
I don't.
You love Malzone. Boy, that's your boy.
What are you talking about? I killed him at Auburn. I might have gotten him fired.
I can't believe that Bobo won't get loose in that game.
I definitely feel like now. On to BC, you like BC to beat.
I like
BC.
I like
at Virginia Tech.
Yes,
what's the money line? Plus what?
I mean, plus 145, 150. Yep. It's a minus 3 for Vitek. Last I saw, but there's no way Boston College is going to come out again and be that bad. They were just like Louisville. They were terrible the first game. And if they are that bad, I can promise you I won't bet on their ass again this year. So it's now or never, baby. Hey, Virginia Tech, I told you last week, if they lost, I would never give them out again. I will never. For this year, They are buried. I'll never give out Virginia Tech again. This week, I'm betting against them. I'll take BC on the money line with the better quarterback. Jurkovic is a better quarterback, flat out. And Virginia, do we need to say anything more? Armstrong's a stud. They were rusty. They still have absolutely no defense. Both their stud receivers did very little. They obviously won that game, but Illinois, fraudulent. Illinois should not be laying 4.5. Virginia, outright. Love it. I love that one. Illinois, fraudulent.
So for people that are listening, he loves USC, dropping the 8 and a hook, loves them. But he also loves not only Virginia to win, but if you want to not take them, take those points, man, 4.5. That's going to be a tricky matchup for Illinois. It's not because Virginia will spread them out. There's really not, it's more of Ohio State type of, you know what I'm saying? Like they spread them out too. Not a lot of Big Ten teams run that hurry up. Virginia likes to run it a little hurry up. So
if they can stop Chase Brown at all for Illinois and make DeVito have to beat him, then I'm all in on Virginia. Now, if you see Brown just running all over them, well, I picked a fat loser.
Well, dude, no.
Well, I'm just telling you, if you see the back of Brown's jersey and he's just running down the field, well, then it's over, Johnny.
We will probably not do a Saturday show, but we will tweet out.
Iowa State money line, love it. Iowa, terrible. They shouldn't be laying 3.5 to nobody. Iowa State, if you were the quarterback, I'd still roll Iowa State on the money line. That's one we didn't even talk about. It's the dog of the day Saturday. All of them. I love them all. It's dogs everywhere barking. Hey, 27 plays, only one outright loser out of favorites for that first 27 games. We picked it, Northwestern. They're due for some upsets. Purdue. Count, but we got Horde on that coaching.
I'm going to take Florida and lay the 4.5 or 5. I think they're going to get Kentucky.
Love it.
No, I just feel like,
that's my only other favorite.
Every year there's a creeper team, right? They're just one of those teams. I understand that Florida's not there yet, but I've liked them. I like them in Louisiana. I love Napier. I know that was an emotional win. This is a very good Kentucky team coming in now. It is. They don't do anything great, Kentucky. They run it, and then what's his name? Will Nevis, I think, for Kentucky. I don't love him.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For Levis, I think it's Levis. Either way.
Levis,
I think. I don't love him, and he's not great, but he does just
Penn State.
But this is a game that Florida, if you're going to compete this year, you got to take care of your business. I like them to bounce back and roll it again. That's a good Utah team. And I know they took a lot out of them, but I'm going to roll Florida and see if they're for real. Because if Florida does what they've done in the past, they're going to get hammered in this game and it's not going to be great.
Those are pretty much the only favorites I like. And then that Houston game we mentioned, unless I wrote this down wrong, which I didn't, Texas Tech is the favorite. So that's a ton of underdogs all on the road. Can't find one at home. All those guys we just mentioned, other than Florida, our favorites we like, Florida, Tennessee, because I know you love Tennessee. You know you do too. And USC. Those are the three favorites.
You know what I like in the Tennessee game? I just feel like it's got the makings.
Pitt sucks.
It's not that. I watched both teams. Tennessee's going to challenge that Pitt D. But Tennessee plays so fast that when they don't score, because Pitt will roll it a little bit too. Slovis. They just will with Slovis. And now they're going to try to slow the game down, but I think eventually I just can see the game getting there. The other game I like, we got to talk about it. I mean, Bama's laying 20.5. When's the last time you've seen, this is Texas at noon at home, and they're catching 20.5. What is, dude, that's a lot of points.
A lot. Get. I'm going to the Clemson game at 3:30. I'm making sure my wife and my kids get up there so we can get to a place, to a little spot to sit down, maybe grab some lunch and watch the second half of that, because I can't miss it. We'll walk into the gates about 3:35, baby.
What time does that game start?
3:30. Furman gonna get pounded. I'm gonna lay the 52.5 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's funny. Jason's
boy, I heard him. The coach. Mm-hmm. Jason's boy's the coach. They're supposed to be good in the FCS. Might give him a game for a half. Well, I got news for y'all. Everybody that was chirping DJ's ass last night, if he comes out flat again, that would be my thing, number one. And I know you're saying, well, that's stupid. Okay, well, he threw some good balls at times. He made some plays to win the game. You know, there was no reason to bench him. Only armchair quarterbacks would have benched him last night. But if you come out flat against Furman in the first half, like Jason mentioned, and you say it's, hey, if it's 17-10, whatever, what score would be flat? I don't know. I don't know what score. But if it's flat, guess whose ass is trotting out come the second half? Because I want to wake him up. Whether I'm really going to pull him or not, that's the game where you can wake his ass up and say, you got one more shot, kid.
I'm going over 66 in Wake Vanderbilt right on the show. That's right. Fucking dropping it. That's right. Rolling it. Hartman's back. I think that Vanderbilt's defense is suspect. Kid for Elon torched them on the pass.
Vanderbilt's defense is so bad.
It's not great. It's the biggest game for Vandy. Maybe it'll be a dud and it won't even sniff it. And I get it, but I'm rolling it because I see some points there. Now we got to roll to do. You're going to take over a minute. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on fantasy. Talk to people about what your deal is before we jump into the NFL.
Fantasy
week
and
one.
And the college.
By the way, I'm the coach of my grandson's team. Drafted it with him. I'm.
Money. Oh, who'd you get? We'll
be the best, dude.
I got Herbert.
Hey, who do you think my quarterback is?
Derek Carr.
Tom Brady. Love him. And that's my backup, Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. We got Herbert in both leagues.
Brandon Allen. Money. Eckler.
Money.
Knox, tight end.
So would you have the fourth pick or something?
Justin Bryant, third. Justin Bryant, third. Kicker. Money. What defense did I take? You won't even believe it.
Cowboys.
Of course not. They're trifling. Brady's going to torch him. Who else? Who am I high on as a team that you think is poopy? And I took their defense because I know they're going to be cash money.
Jaguars?
Nope.
Oh.
NFC team. I'll give you a hint. Back in the day, they would mine that gold, dog.
49ers?
Yeah.
Like, ooh, the defense. Yep, the defense. 49ers. No, I mean, I think most people either have in their draft or already had it. So the big thing this week is good luck, because I have no idea how to determine who to start in week one. It is so hard figure out how to start.
Grandson's soccer team, he's playing a girl. I told him if he loses, out, dude. Shop is closed, dude. Can't be losing to some girl. She's got Patrick Mahomes, too.
Man, I got my oldest son and my middle son with me. One's 10, one's 15, about to be 16. And we get to quarterback. And I like Lamar or Herbert in a standard scoring league. But I kind of wanted Lamar. And my oldest son wanted Lamar. My middle son wanted Herbert. So I made him play Rochambeau, man. Middle son won. We got Herbert. My oldest son was bitter. I
mean, always got to go with – well, because Luke just won't shut up. And it's just,
he is, man. I know, but he did win. He won Rochambeau. Now we got Herbert, and I don't hate it because I think he's going to be MVP. So as fantasy, good luck this week, boys. I don't know what else to tell you. Most of you already had your draft, so you're going to screw up who you start week one. We all are. It's a crapshoot week one.
We'll cover it next week after we see what – you know, we'll have the fantasy stats after this week. We'll get into it and let you
roll. But in that flex spot this week, good luck.
Dude, just put Skippy in. Listen, in the flex. NFL. Game one Thursday night, Buffalo at the Rams. Thoughts, wagers, anything?
Does Texas have any chance against Alabama before we leave college in the
You mean backyard? To win?
Yes, to win the game. Oh, and by the way, Michigan's laying 52 and Ohio State's laying 44. So it's
they will, if that's a first half play all day long in Michigan, they'll be up 35-0 if they want. Now, if they come out and they fuck off and it's 7-3 in the first quarter late, then you'll know they didn't show up, because Hawaii's gave up 50 to Western Kentucky last week. And I watched Western Kentucky the week before. That quarterback is not as accurate as Skippy was his senior year, which earned him the name the Rifleman. That's a fact.
By the way, one other favor, give me Arkansas against fraudulent South Carolina. Their quarterback's a bitch. He's got a terrible attitude. He's a punk. Arkansas is going to win by double digits. They're laying, I don't know, 7.5 or 8 at home. That's another favorite I like. By the way, 10-point teaser I'm going to take. Ohio State, +55. I'm going to take or not, I'm going to take Ark State, sorry, at Ohio State, plus 55. I'm going to take Hawaii, plus 62. And I'm going to take USC, plus one. Pretty much money line. Right now,
you are. This bitch is flirting with disaster because you know what's going to happen when Ohio State and Daly says, hey, boys, hey, look. These bitches, we need to put up a seven. A seven in
front
of it.
If it's 54-0, I'm grasping. Dude, you'll be salty
when it's 72-7. You're going to be like, you have got to you watch. Dude, that's what I'd be worried about because they played so bad.
I promise you I won't be worried until
Michigan, I'd be shocked if they – there's no way – I mean, with Hawaii in 61, if you get a field goal
late, you're in. You're right.
Or a touchdown – because – I've just not seen Michigan. I mean, I'm sure they have in a lot, but it just you just usually don't see a
six. Yeah, they've had some 40 and 50.
No, but not six.
Not six.
You know, you've seen Ohio State put up seven. Well, no, yeah. Ohio State, I've seen them put up 65 and 70 against some of those poopy Mac teams in not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But all right. I like that one. And then USC, if they, you know, I like the tees. I mean, it's, again, Arkansas State can score at times, so we'll see. I mean, USC, they're not going to, Ohio State's up 58-0.
I just like, listen, I know people will say whatever you want. I like with the way the odds are shifting on teasers, I like the 10.9.
We're going to be here teasers all night anyway, bitch. Let's jump into the NFL. Jump
compared to the six, you don't cross that many numbers. 10, I'm going to from 44 to 54. I'll take that.
All right, you got the three-teamer. He's got Hawaii plus God knows 61. Arkansas State plus
55, wherever you
and
see
then
it.
USC basically to win the game. Yep. So that's the three-teamer. You've got the other plays. We're going to move on, roll on to the NFL. I don't have a play in Thursday night's game, although I might by then, but tonight I don't. I would lean, you know me, dude, I bring out those overs, dog, but I just want to watch that game because week one in the NFL. Now, I have one game I love. I'm going to give it right now in the NFL because I think that people that believe I'm going to win it need to
no,
get it.
No, it's your first. No, hype it up a little more. Let's be honest. Even the whole college year, everything. This is the first game where you would say it is truly your lock. It's your Coastal. It's your Vandy. It's your first one.
I wouldn't say it's a Coastal, but I'd say it's a very – it's my – I love it. I'll put it that way. I love it because –
you're at home. I like
every,
that.
Every year in the NFL, every single year, there's at least 4 to 5 teams that make the playoffs. It's been going on for years that didn't make it last year. I believe this year the Dolphins will be that team to take the next step. I mean, this is it for Tua anyway, right? A lot of hype. He doesn't take the next step this year. Patriots are actually in Miami as we speak. Never, right. I've never seen an NFL team do it unless there was a weird circumstances. This is just a coach that said, well, I want to acclimate my team to the humidity. That's literally what he said. Something like that. It's unprecedented in the NFL. I was hearing people talking about it. They'd never seen anything like it. So I don't know if it's a panic move or not. I just feel like the Dolphins find a way to win this game by 3. And I'm willing to lay that 2, even 2.5. Now it might creep up. It can't, I mean, Miami has the – I don't like you. I really studied their – I just don't like New England's roster. They got defensive coordinators calling offensive plays. They're splitting time between them. I think Mac Jones seemed a little lost at times last year.
Who's his best weapon? Go.
Exactly. Right. That's
and
my
it
point.
Never I mean, changes. It's year I mean, after year.
Well, it's even worse this year. They
Jonnu Smith, give me a break. I mean, they're paying him like a number one weapon, but he's
if Miami can't find a way to beat New England, it's going to be a long year for the Dolphins. First of all, New England with Tom Brady at their best seemed to struggle in Miami for, I mean, that's just a trend that's real. And I feel like I said, there's going to be some teams that didn't make the playoffs. It happens every year. I feel like Miami might take the next step. I feel like New England will take a step back, but we'll see. I mean, you can't, it's hard to go against Belichick, but I'm doing it in week one. That's my play. What about your thoughts on, you got the Sunday night game. Obviously, your Cowboys catching 2.5. I think they're going to try to run the shit out of the ball to keep the ball out of, because Tampa's offense has the ability.
They should do that all year.
And if by doubt, the way, if I agree.
If Buffalo's minus one in that Thursday night game, I like them in a tease. I know we talked about how teases are dumb week one, but I know people out there are sickos and they're going to want to force that. Skippy, you seem to lean toward the over in that game. If you have to force a play that night, I think that's a good
Buffalo
value.
Buffalo plus 5. Drop, the total down.
Yep.
And go over.
Yep.
What is the current total rate as we speak right now?
I was looking for it.
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be 50. I think three. I saw. 50, yeah, I saw.
Nah, 52.5 at this one.
I saw 53 earlier, so it's dropped. I also saw 54.
Yeah, but getting under 48 is the key. That's the key number with the T's. So now I'm plus five and I'm 47 in a hook. I love that. I don't love it. I mean, I'm just saying for you degenerates, we all know you're going to force a play on that.
I don't. I just want to watch Thursday night because I'm really excited.
But I would say I do think Buffalo's got the edge, don't you? Just because of the momentum.
I think that Buffalo is a very young team. Not that the Rams aren't, but the Rams are a little bit older in certain spots.
They just won a Buffalo. Super Bowl.
You just win a Super Bowl. You're all hyped up. Mm-hmm. I think Buffalo's probably, you know, I said it about college where I said Bama, Ohio State, and Clemson are going to be really motivated teams. I thought Bama and Clemson late. Clemson didn't play well early, but late showed that, hey, we're going to try to roll it. Ohio State struggled against Notre Dame. It was actually the worst game I've ever watched. But I feel like in the NFL, a team like Buffalo, you can't get more motivated than them. I mean, the way they lost that to go to the show. Now, maybe they wouldn't have beaten Cincinnati. I think they would have, but it's I can see them winning that game. The public apparently loves Buffalo. I mean, it is the Rams, though, dude. They got the best. To me, Cooper Kupp's unstoppable. But there are questions about Stafford's shoulder. He didn't.
Right. I think the bigger thing is I think the trajectory of the Buffalo Bills will be skyrocketing until about week 14, 13. Later in the year, they'll start to plateau, and then they'll be hitting the playoffs at the absolute worst time. And they'll have already peaked. That's how I see their season. I mean, it's very rare the favorite for the Super Bowl. This is one of the biggest favorites for the Super Bowl in the past 25 years as far as sports books go. They're only plus 375 at some places to win the Super Bowl. I just don't see it this year. It's just too easy on paper, and they don't have the best roster anyway. I think a lot of teams are competing with them as far as pure roster, and I've talked about it, Chargers, Colts, the Rams are obviously another one. There's a few teams out there, but let's get down. Most of these games suck, by the way. Let's start going.
Hey, are your Colts going to just hammer the Texans on the road?
And we just don't know. I tend to lean all the.
Are they going to win by 10? They're not going to win by 10. No. Yes. Hey, are the Ravens going to win by 7 or more against the Jets? They're talking about
now. That's another T spot. Give me the Ravens and the Colts.
Hey, your boy's coming back, baby. Your boy's coming back.
Who?
Your QB is not playing. Flacco might be out.
Oh, Wilson. Well, if he's back, I'm back in on the Ravens as a favorite. But most of the dogs. Now, those are two favorites I would.
Wilson is cleared. Zach Wilson is cleared as of today, I believe. No, I'm sorry. Hartman was cleared today. Zach Wilson is supposedly going to be cleared this weekend. And if he's cleared, they're saying he might just start.
Just give me the Chargers. What are we talking about?
Three and a hook to the Raiders. You love them minus. I mean, is that your bomb NFL play? You got to have one. I know you can talk about it.
The fucking Chargers. I don't care about none of these other games. I don't care about none of these other teams. I want to see the Chargers come out.
Are you money lining that, or are you giving the three and a hook?
I'll give 6 and a hook. They better come out and win that game by a touchdown.
For people that don't know,
alt line.
That's called an alt.
No. But just let's do the 3.5. But they better come out and be ready to play.
Like a bitch. All right.
Other than that, I'll take most of the dogs. I'll take Atlanta at home plus the 5.5. I'll take the Bears plus 7 at home. I'll take the Steelers plus 6.5 at Cincy. I will not take the Lions. I'm not sold on the Lions. That's a game I would just stay away from. I'll take your Dolphins. I'll lean the Ravens. If Wilson's in, I'll definitely take the Ravens. I'll take
another
Jags money line.
I think Carolina beats Cleveland.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I'll even take that money line. I really believe like most money lines. But you're right, though. The two I would go with other than the Chargers, so I guess there's really four. Dolphins, Chargers, Ravens, Colts. Most of the other dogs I'm in. Like, I love the Cardinals. Give me 6.5 all day without Tyreek Hill. And that Vikings game is pretty much a pick.
Now, let me ask you a question. Out of all the NFL lines, does that line not smell the funniest to you? Why are the Chiefs at Arizona? Murray's playing. Arizona's healthy. Why are the Chiefs on the road? Is that on the road?
Yeah, Chiefs are on the road.
Given six in a hook, dude. That means, think about this. If that was at Kansas City week one, that would be a double digit spread in week one to the Cardinals. Now, you ain't talking about, I mean, the Cardinals had a decent year last year. Chiefs in a transition without Tyreek Hill have some new additions on offense.
It's definitely a weird line, but if I had to choose one of the number one strangest line, and when I throw this out to you, you'd be like, you know what? Because I thought about the Packers, but really to say that Tennessee Titans are going to be at home and they're only laying 5.5 with the terrible Giants coming in who just added absolutely
it makes
nobody on offense.
Do you know, someone else said to me, they said if they had $1 million, no, they did. They had $1 million and was one line. That's the exact game they said. They said it makes no sense.
That'll be the game you look back on in a week. Because that's what I try to do now in NFL as I get older and wiser, okay? And I stop being the butter knife. Stop being the butter knife. Stay to the edge. That'll be the game you look back on and say, dude, that was the easiest one. They won by 35 or whatever, you know, Tennessee. So we got 1 minute, dude. Just give me your best NFL play because I know it's the Bucs.
No. So my plays this week, I will give the Dolphins in the NFL. I will give the Broncos to win by a touchdown in the NFL. I think that I do not like Geno Smith. I know they both know each other. The only thing that scares me is I just haven't seen Russell Wilson play at all. So, but
I'll give out some other ones, but I'll just take the Chargers for this show. Just the Chargers, nothing else. Other than all the ones I said.
If I had some lean, you know, my other plays that, I mean, that's a lot of points for the Niners to give the Bears in week one. It just is with Trey. Well, it is. I mean,
it is. I agree.
You got two running quarterbacks.
Are you going to be shocked if the Bears win?
I won't be shocked if the Bears win. I'll be less shocked if that's a closer game in Trey Lance's first game. You never know. But no, I won't be shocked to actually, like, if the Bears win, even though I think the Niners.
It doesn't mean they won't still have a great year.
It doesn't mean any. Week one is as tricky as it gets.
I agree.
Any other games, any other leans before we wrap it?
I kind of went over almost every game. Wiley, I know another favorite that you like on the road has to be your Broncos laying 6.5 at Seattle.
Like I said, I like it, but I'll have to get a better lean. I
mean, that's a lot of points.
Russell Wilson. The Broncos haven't really looked the receiver. I mean, it just hasn't. It's hard to tell when these guys never play. Like, this is a team where the Russell Wilson did not see the field and have any kind of any game prep. And now the first game is a Monday night game where the crowd's going to be going nuts in Seattle. Yep. I don't know. I'm not saying if I play the game, I'm playing Denver, but I can't. I'm giving Miami as my bomb play, and that's where I'm staying.
Do and the Cardinals be your money line dog, sounds like, because the more I think about that, man, give me Kyler Murray plus the 6. Give me Isaiah Simmons on defense. Give me some of the guys that are supposed to step up for them this year against a team that you know isn't going to figure it out right away. I mean, Kelce will be the offensive player of the year, like I said, but it doesn't mean they're going to win the game. The
Chiefs last game, last should we gotta
not
cover.
Blow them out.
It's an interesting game. I don't know how the Eagles are going to do laying the 4 at the Lions. Obviously, they're the Cinderella pick. I've heard 50 different shows where they say, oh, the Eagles are going to win the NFC. It's like Dallas doesn't exist. I know the Giants won't win it unless a miracle happens. And the Commanders,
they're the favorites now to win the NFC. Right. Give me Jason Peters at 40 years old and the Cowboys running it right up the middle all year long. I'll take them to win the NFC East and get smoked the first round like always.
Do they beat Tampa on Sunday night? I mean, come on. It's a great game.
Yes.
You're saying they do. See, I can see that too, only because Brady's on vacation or whatever deal he was dealing
defense
with.
Defense going to be swarming. Just defense, don't kid yourself.
Defense people. Is going to be super hyped. They were talking about it today. There's still questions on the left side of the Tampa Bay line. That's Brady's blind side. If there's any issues, that could be.
They're going to miss Ndamukong Suh, and Zeke is going to run wild.
They're going to miss Ndamukong Suh. And the one thing Dallas has the ability to do with their ends and their backers, because they're just athletic as hell, they can get pressure with some
stunts.
Pressure up the middle on Brady. When you get pressure up the middle on Brady, it's over. Now, he'll adjust. I think it'll be a good game. But I would not be surprised if Dallas wins that game.
Love it.
On that, we wrap it with plays out. Listen, shop's open for plays, baby. DM us for the details. Chippies, if you need fatties, you better DM. We'll get back to you. Shop is open. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.